Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. A door may be opening for thousands of people who have an outstanding warrant for failing to appear in court, people who live in fear of arrest when often the misdemeanor for which they originally were charged would not carry jail time. For this month only, they may get a second chance. In fact, that's the name of the effort spearheaded by the University of Maryland Francis King Carey School of Law and its Access to Justice Criminal Defense Clinic. It's called the Failure to Appear, FTA, Second Chance Program. The law school has partnered with the Baltimore City Office of the Public Defender, the City State's Attorney's Office, and the Baltimore Police Department to chip away at the thousands of failure to appear warrants hanging over city residents' heads. For the month of January, the FTA Second Chance Program will help individuals with nonviolent misdemeanors who missed their court date return voluntarily. Joining me to discuss the process is Doug Colbert, Professor of Law at the University of Maryland and Director of the Law School's Access to Justice Clinic. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you, Sheila. It's a pleasure to be here.
How many people in the city of Baltimore have failure to appear warrants?
Well, we know it's thousands of people. It's 8,000 to 10,000 people at least, and there may be many more people who miss their court appearance, and they miss their court appearance often for good reasons. They had a job that they feared losing. They had school responsibilities. They have childcare duties and other family responsibilities, or they just get sick. And if it's you and I, Sheila, we call our lawyer up and we explain the problem. The lawyer goes to court or calls up and tells the prosecutor and judge we need a new date. But for people who can't afford a lawyer, they are in fear that if they go to court after missing court, that they will get a bail, they won't be able to afford the bail, and they'll spend the next 30 to 40 days in jail.
I mean, there is a pushback from some people who say, look, these folks missed a court date. That's an important thing. Why should they get a second chance?
Well, what's so unusual about this effort, first of all, it's been 18 months since the clinical students, the law students at our school, discovered the problem through their representation of people who were charged with nonviolent misdemeanors. And they learned what the failure to appear, how it originated. And they also understood the consequences because they met their clients in jail. And with the lawyer's representation, they were able to get people out of jail. But people lost everything while incarcerated. So the pushback really hasn't taken place in any significant way. And that's because it has gotten the approval not only of the police and state's attorney, the prosecutors, as well as the public defenders, but the judges too have seen the benefits of this program. Bringing people back into our criminal justice system is a goal that has been a long-standing issue in our city. People who are afraid to come back are now being told, come to the public defender's office, speak to your lawyer, find out if you're eligible, and if you are, we will move the petition before first a prosecutor reviews it and then a judge decides it. But the important thing for people who are listening, who know of anyone who has a failure to appear warrant, is that after you speak to the public defender at a law office for about a half hour, you'll go home. And then you'll wait 2 or 3 weeks until the process runs its course, and then you'll learn whether your warrant has been recalled, meaning it's gone, and then you'll be given a new court date to come back, and you do have to take responsibility for your case, which is something that has gotten the approval of prosecutor, judge, and everyone else, because it's not a forgiveness program. We're simply giving you a second chance to get rid of a warrant where right now people are living in fear of arrest 24/7.
So this offers them a chance for a new court date to resolve their pending misdemeanor charge. It doesn't clean the slate of that misdemeanor charge.
That's correct. And what's important here, we really have two different Baltimores. The Baltimore that I'm talking about are the people who fear getting stopped on the street, just where you're going, run a name check, So people can't come and go. They can't enter the public arena. They won't be looking for jobs so easily. They won't even go vote because they're always in fear of arrest. This takes away the warrant, allows people to re-enter community, be full citizens again, and then take responsibility for your misdemeanor case. In many situations, the cases won't be prosecuted, but those that are, there may be consequences, there may well be punishment, but at least you don't have to live in fear.
That's University of Maryland Law Professor Doug Colbert here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. He directs the school's Access to Justice Clinic, which has negotiated a temporary second chance program for people with outstanding failure to appear warrants in the city. So who is eligible for this second chance?
The people who are eligible are people who may have been charged with anything from traffic offenses or disorderly conducts or possession of drugs of any kind, or they're misdemeanor people. They're people who are not representing a danger to other people in terms of physical safety, but they missed their court date. And so I just got a call this morning from a single parent who's caring for his two children. He's out of state. He had a 2011 suspended license charge because he didn't pay a moving violation. So he has now had difficulty all these years getting a new license in the state where he currently lives. His mother lives here in Baltimore. She called him up and she said, honey, you can get rid of this warrant finally. And so he will be one of the people that will be coming forward. And hopefully I expect the prosecutor will agree that this is something that should be recalled.
So it's nonviolent misdemeanors. You mentioned a minute ago you envision people coming to talk to their public defender. So is everyone involved here someone represented by a public defender?
And that's what's so wonderful, that the public defenders have agreed to dedicate hundreds of hours to this project. They're an overworked group to begin with, but they are going to be interviewing people in their office at the three different district courthouses. So you just go to the Wabash or the Hargrove or the North Avenue courthouse, you go straight to the public defender. You do not go to court. You do not see a judge. You meet with your lawyer, and you and your lawyer decide, A, whether you're eligible, and B, whether you want to go forward with it. Once you go forward, the public defender fills out a form, which we call a motion. That motion goes to the state's attorney's office. They review it to make sure the person doesn't have any other big issues in their life or pending cases. And then once they agree, they will then recommend recall of the warrant, and a judge eventually will review everything and make a decision.
Is the person on whom this warrant rests taking any risk by taking advantage of this program? Is there any chance they're going to end up in a worse position in their eyes than they're in
now? The worst case scenario is that they'll remain in the same position that they're currently in, which means that right now people are always subject to arrest if you have an open warrant. But once you come into the courthouse and you speak to your public defender, you will then be going home that day. That's very important to people, because one of the reasons that people just don't come in on their own, which they can do and take their chances, is that they then appear in a courtroom before a judge. And that's where the bail can be set, and that's where people fear that they'll wind up in central booking. In this situation, you speak to your lawyer, you go home, and you wait.
Good luck.
Thank you so much, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
Doug Colbert is professor of law at the University of Maryland and director of the law school's Access to Justice Clinic. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we've got a link to information about the FTA Second Chance Program. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you've been with us. Come back tomorrow.